Well, we're here in the house of God, and it's what is more fitting than to be able to praise Him in His house. You know, this is where we are, and we're here to praise Him. Lift Him up for what He's done. And I think of this meeting we just come out of, this youth meeting, I feel like we won't be the same because of it. I think people of God, young people, what is more inspiring than to see young people letting their lives be touched by the Lord and hearing their testimonies and seeing the changes, you know, that they're making. And it's nothing more important, you know, than to make the changes for God in your life and then to witness it. We are witnesses. I think of the early disciples. They were witnesses of what Jesus was doing. You know, they cannot just say, I heard about Him, but they witnessed it. And that's what we are doing. We are witnessing the things that God is doing for us. And I'm thankful today to be a part of it and to partake in the things of God. It's much better when, you know, you're not just sitting on the sideline looking at it, but you can partake in the things of God. You can just get out here. And I appreciate that today and know that we have this opportunity. I just think about all the good words for the Smiths open up, I guess, Thursday night on this, using this scripture in Peter, talking to the young people about being sober and vigilant and being watchful. You know, just we have to watch. We have to be, they use a word, I believe, in the Bible that says circumspectly. I remember Brother Tucker used to say that, you know, you're to be aware. You know, we're to be vigilant and be aware our surrounding, to be aware of what God is doing. We're to look for Him and be aware. Sometimes, you know, you can get kind of relaxed in life and just kind of be lackadaisical about things and not really watch around you. But we need to be aware, and we need to be looking for God and be vigilant. And that's what Brother Smith was encouraging our young people. And then I think of Brother Painter's good words, being able to receive, and you're not just receiving for yourself, but you're receiving to pass it on and to help somebody else. You know, if you don't have it, you can't help somebody. But if you received it and you have it, then you can help somebody else. I appreciate him encouraging those thoughts, and that was good. I was just this week, I saw where somebody left, this person was working in a restaurant, and they left a sizable tip, like $5,000, and they left a note, I think, that went along with it saying, pass it forward, carry it forward, or pass it forward. But you keep it going. You know, just because you get blessed, you don't just sit on it, but you pass it on and bless somebody else. And I think that's what this is. You know, we're to be channels of the Lord, channel of the Spirit of God. We're to be able to take what God has given us and pass it on, and to help somebody else. And that way you can, you know, if you're a channel, you know, it's not stalemate. You know, like if you, these fishermen, they like to go where water's moving, where fresh water is not stale. And we are put to be partakers of things that's not stale for God. We want fresh things from God. God give fresh manna. He gave manna every day. It was fresh. It wasn't leftover. Suzanne said, was eating leftover? I said, ain't a week. It's not a week's leftover, just maybe a day or two, so it won't be too bad. But anyway, God gave fresh manna every day. You know, it wasn't leftover. So anyway, we're to seek God and get things from Him that's fresh and that we can use. And so anyway, I'm just blessed. I'm lifted up because we've been in the mountains. We've been in high places this week. So I'm thankful today that our church is able to do this and host this meeting, and the compliments and good thing people said about it. And Holy Ghost, Brother Smith said, it was 20 people that got to receive the Holy Ghost during this meeting. And some here in Little Rock, some are local. And Sister Bernadette, did you get the Holy Ghost too? She did. How about that? All right. So anyway, we get to see this. So anyway, God is good to us. We got we're here with visitors. I won't say they left over visitors, but they stayed a little longer than the meeting. So anyway, of course, Brother Elias Cipriano here from the Dominican Republic, he's almost like home folks, but he's a visitor. But anyway, good to have him. And then when Brother Enrique, is that your last name, Enrique? Enrique. Is that last or first? First name. What's the last? No last name. Enrique. Anyway, he's from Ecuador. He was born in Ecuador. I don't know if he's been in Ecuador in a while. But anyway, he's here with us, and he loved God. He's working for God. So it's good to have him. And, of course, Brother and Sister Isidore. I don't know that last name, Isidore. I know that pastor was Isidore, so I'm supposed to. Anyway, Brother Clevin, and Sister Nadig. Did I get that right? Close. You have them there from New York. Anyway, well, they call, and you know, for beds, and I had to, you know, when I get to hear any names, if I don't write it down, then, you know, I'll mess it up. So anyway, and I still mess it up, even if I write it down. But anyway, good to have them. And Dallas, Sister, yeah, Kirkpatrick, I was going to, see, I know Brother Kenny Kirkpatrick. I've been knowing him for years, but I didn't know that was his son. Anyway, good to have Brother and Sister Kirkpatrick and our children here with us. Sister Chelsea's sister. So anyway, good to have them here. And Brother Garrett. It's Garrett. All right. Brother Canada's grandson. Is that right? Is that right? Okay. All right. Good to have him. Praise the Lord. All right. Brother and Sister Crow is here today. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I know she likes things fresh. I know she likes the first things from God. And they like fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. They grow them, matter of fact. They fresh things from God. That's from God, too. So anyway, it's good to be in the house of God here today and to begin to reach out here. We're to continue this spirit that we felt during this youth meeting. Felt that today, you know, the move of spirit that we had. So we're continuing that. Let that keep going. We don't want that to leak out. You know, we don't want to be leaking. What, leaky cisterns? We're going to let it keep it. So anyway, we do need to pray over there. And by the way, Brother Rodney, I mean, he has just, since he's been coming here, he was carrying trays with the guys down there serving the people. And he got this call that his wife, they was going to release his wife from the hospital. So he had to leave. So I assume he did take her home. So that's a blessing. That's a miracle. Brother Smith was saying that they weren't expecting her to live. So anyway, here she's home. So God is good. And he's excited. I mean, he was here in this meeting. And Brother, we was talking to Brother Durham about him. He said, yeah, his head was just, you know, bobbing. I mean, he was just really into it. I mean, I just trust that, you know, God, pray that God keep him going. I don't know. We don't know where it's going. But anyway, God knows all about it. Let's pray for him. And he said in a couple of weeks when his wife get better, he going to bring her back here. So anyway, let's pray for them. Keep them on your heart. All right. So any other prayer requests? Any prayer requests? Sister Abraham? Your family, all right, unspoken. Sister Linda? Yes, we mentioned them. We mentioned them, but we can mention them again. So it's all right. That's okay. They're good to have them here. Brother John, yes. Okay, remember Sister Rochella, and I don't know who all is with her, but anyway, pray for them. They'll have a safe trip. Good to see John here. And who was that? Henry, yes, Brother Henry. Let's keep praying for him. Brother Anthony. I heard, but I didn't hear you. Okay, all right. All right, remember. I don't take him a mic. I'm not taking him. Did everybody hear what he's saying? Noah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I long y'all heard it, but I just want to be sure, you know, you heard it. Anyway, Sister Linda. Okay. Well, it's okay. Okay. All right. That repeated, Sister Linda. Gary, Terry, yeah. Yes. They both need prayer. Oh. All right. Thank you. Remember, Sister Terry. Pray for him. Juanitas. Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Remember her, Aaron. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Sister Hollis, request on this job situation. All right. Sister Debra. All right, remember those needs, requests. Pray God help each one. All right, yes, sir. Pray God keep dealing with him. Yes, remember Brother Boyd's Brother Tom. I guess he's kind of checking it out, right? Looking this over some. Anyway, I saw him the other day. He came with the first service. Was it the first night? Just remember him. He lived in this area, so God has to touch people's heart and deal with it. And that's what we pray, that God will touch their hearts, and he's one that come. I hadn't talked to him about my church, but anyway, let's pray for him. All right, any other? Sister Cherry. Mm. 7 months old. Baby. All right. Remember that needs. Lots of needs. Lots of needs. Okay. So let's take these needs to the Lord, and I guess the ushers will come to do the offering, and ask that God will help his people. You know, I feel like if our hearts, you know, God can do anything, but, you know, when we begin to show that we care, you know, and have compassion in our hearts to want people help, they want to, you know, get a burden. I mean, there's something about having a burden for God's people and their needs, and begin to, feel that and that need. So anyway, let's consider these things, these requests, and ask that God will help each one of them, and let's lift up. Let's all stand and take these needs to the Lord. Lord, we thank you this day, Lord, to have this time that we can come before you. Lord, we ask that you help us today. Lord, help us in this service. Lord, help your people and the needs that have been mentioned here. Oh, God, we want to lift up to you. Oh, Lord, we want you to be magnified among your people. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we know there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Nothing too hard, Lord, for you. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your holy name, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, oh, blessed be your Lord. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We'll be right back.
Oh, bless the Lord. It's been a wonderful youth meeting, and I'm sure there was a lot of rain in the inside. And I was thinking, sitting back here, about the Word of God, the Word of the Lord, and how the Lord is restoring His church, restoring His body. How the Lord is using the youth. How the Lord is still baptizing. We have 20 people baptized with the Holy Ghost yesterday. I mean, that's amazing what the Lord is doing among the body of Christ. And the restoration comes through the Word of God. And the restoration of the church comes through Jesus. And there was a time when the prophet Nehemiah went to Jerusalem to restore the city. If you please go to the book of Nehemiah in chapter 3. Now we're thinking about this restoration. And in chapter 3, verse 1, Nehemiah. You could put it in the screen, I would appreciate. Nehemiah 3, verse 1. Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priest, and they built the sheep gate. They sanctified and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Miath. They sanctified unto the tower of Hananiel. The first door that is restored in the city of Jerusalem is the door of the sheep. And this is our first restoration. Jesus Christ is the good pastor, and we are the flock of the Lord. But something interesting happened when you enter the gate of the sheep in Jerusalem. To your right, you have a pool. And this pool is for the cleansing of the sheep. And it is called Bethesda. This is not a pool for human people. This is the pool where the priest used to clean with water, cleanse the sheep. They will cleanse it and cleanse it and cleanse it. And then they will take the sheep to the sacrifice. And the sheep will be killed, and it will be dismembered, and will be burned, and it will be offered in a sacrifice. So we are the sheep of the Lord, and we must be restored through the water, through the Word, and through the Spirit of the Lord. And we should be clean. And we should be cleansed with the water. And then we have to offer ourselves, our own members, like the word says, in a living sacrifice. And burn all this ego. And burn all this flesh. That is just like the wood of acacia. The acacia wood has a bad odor, a bad smell. The acacia. But God ordered to Moses to cover up the wood with gold. And this is what Jesus does in our life. He takes our flesh and covers our flesh with gold. So we'll be a saint and purified. If you go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15, we have the taste of the Lord everywhere that we go. And we have the sweet smell of Jesus everywhere that we go, because we are the children of the Lord. We are God's children, and we are being restored by Jesus. So there were two towers at the entrance of this gate of the sheep. The tower of Meath, which talks about the mercy of God. That is the meaning of the word, M-E-A-H. It talks about the mercy of God. And then the other tower is the tower of Hananiel, which is the number 100. And guess what? There were 100 sheep, but one got lost. And the Lord went, and he was looking for this sheep. And he found it. And then he put it on top of his shoulders. And the good shepherd does that. If you go to the book of Luke, chapter 15, and verse 4. Luke 15, and verse 4. One man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after which is lost until he find it? And verse 5 says, and when he hath found it, he lay it in on his shoulders, rejoicing. And we have seen that during this past few days. People got back into the right track. They came up here and they cried unto the Lord, and they wanted to be changed, and they wanted to be cleansed by the living water, and they wanted to be restored. And they wanted to get inside Bethesda and be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And this is something that the Lord is doing with his body. The Lord is certainly restoring the body of Christ. And in verse 6 says, and when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Don't you feel joy in your heart when you see the great doings of the Lord in the youth? Many of these youth need a restoration. Where did they find it? In Little Rock, Arkansas. Here they found it. Ain't you glad they came here to the body of Christ and they found restoration? And they were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and they went deep inside and submerged themselves in the Bethesda pool, and they were cleansed by the water of the Word of God. Hallelujah! I was so happy to be here during these 3 days. And I was meditating on all the movement of the Lord. And I say, thank you, Lord, because you are restoring your people. Thank you, Lord, because you are bringing back your people. people together. The one body. The one restoration. To the participation of everybody that is called into this body by the merciful hand of the Lord. Hallelujah! He's the strong tower of Biad, the merciful God. He's the tower of Hananiel. He goes and he completes his work. Bring it, that one sheep that will make the 100 flock of the Lord complete one more time by his message. Hallelujah. Ain't you happy to be in the body of Christ? Ain't you happy to be part of this? All your efforts, all your preparation. You know what happened with all of that? All your strength and time and money and charity that you gave to these days, it had a reward from the Lord. Many people were added truly to the body of Christ. They were baptized by the Holy Ghost. They got inside Bethesda. And the Lord started that cleansing and cleansing and cleansing. That preparation to be a living sacrifice, to dedicate your life. And some of these youth are calling to the ministry. And they will die to the flesh. And there will be a living sacrifice. And there will be lamps of the Lord. And they will carry a torch of lightnings. And where did they start it all? For these youngsters. In Little Rock, Arkansas. During a youth meeting. So time will pass. Years will go by, and they will remember this meeting. So this assembly is giving fruits. Brother Smith, giving fruit abundantly, presenting these fruits upon the Lord. That is amazing.
Let's go back to Nehemiah, please. And verse 3, if you please put it over there. It's easier to me because like that, you don't have to deal with my accent. And everybody could read it, you know.
But the fish gate.
Now we're talking about water. Jesus came to the fishermen. I taught them how to fish in a different way. Fishermen of men now.
But the fish gate did the sons of Hasenad build, who also laid the beams thereof and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. The fish gate. This is something that will take you into the depth of the ministry. There were five groups of people that restored the fish gate. And there are five offices in the ministry. And the son of Hasenad was the first group, and they laid a foundation in the restoration of this door. Go to the next verse, please. And next, unto them repair Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Kos. That's a second group.
And next unto them repair Meshulam, the son of Beriak, the son of Meshisavil. That's a third group. And next unto them repair Zadok, the son of Baana. That's a fourth group. And finally, verse 5. And next unto them, the Tekoites repair, but their nobles put not their necks to the word of the Lord. That's the fifth group. This is five type of men. Five different groups to restore the gate of the sheep. The wisdom of the Lord is like an ocean. And in the ocean, there are many types of fish. There are some fish that will be swimming around the surface. But if you go deeper, you will find another type of fish with a little more understanding. But if you go deeper into the ocean, you will have a bigger fish. That's also more understanding of the ocean. Because the bigger you are, the deeper you go into the ocean, the more you know about the ocean. But if you go to a fourth depth in the ocean, you will know more about the ocean. But there are some kind of fish that are miles away from the surface. Deep in the ocean. This is a special kind of fish. It is the fifth kind of understanding in the ministry. And it is the fifth type of fish, the only type of fish in the ocean that will produce light. Where is the darkness down there? In the deep, the scientists have found that there are fish that produce light. When you get the understanding of the Word of God, and you are a minister of the Lord, and you go deep and deep and deep in the Word of the Lord, guess what happened? Jesus starts showing in your face. Jesus starts showing in the way you look. Jesus starts showing in the way you walk and in the way you talk and in your actions and in your testimony, and you start producing your own light, which is the light of the Lord. Hallelujah! The Lord is restoring His church. The Lord is bringing ministers, and the Lord is bringing His people to the body of Christ. And the Lord is putting whoever has been hurt out there in Babylon upon His shoulders. And He is bringing His people to be restored to the body of Christ. Finally, there is a place where the pastors, the son of Jacob, used to come, and they used to bring the flock, and they used to give them water there. And this place was called Shechem in Hebrew language. The book of Genesis, chapter 37, if you please help me out with verse 12, we'll find about this place called Shechem in Hebrew. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Next verse, please. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. This was the place where the son of Jacob used to come to give water to the sheep. But Shechem, it is also the place where Jacob built the well. The same well that Brother Smith was talking this morning, where the Samaritan woman came and he heard of a special water, the water that only Jesus could give you. The body of Christ is a type of Shechem. What is the meaning of Shechem in Hebrew language? It is the place that is between your shoulders, in your back. When you carry the sheep that has been hurt, you have to put it upon your Shechem. And you have to bring it to this place called Shechem, where you find the living water. When you get the true message, only in the body of Christ you will get and you will hear this true message of the kingdom. The message that once was lost, the message that now has been found. You go and you bring the people that have been hurt, but it's still God's people. And you take that little sheep of the Lord and you put it on your Shechem. And you bring it to where the living water is, to where the true message is. But also Shechem has a couple more things that are very meaningful. Shechem is a city, an Ishmaelite city. And this city of Shechem was the first capital of the kingdom of Israel. The first one. Shechem was destroyed exactly 22 times. And every time that it was destroyed, went into a restoration. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, starting with Aleph, which is Alpha, and ending with Tav, which is Omega. Between Aleph and Tav, there is only Jesus. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the owner of Shechem. Shechem is a picture of the body of Christ. And Shechem went into 22 restorations before the coming of Jesus Christ. 22 restorations in Shechem. This body have to go through many destructions and restorations until this body will be one day completely destroyed and ready for the coming of the Messiah, for the coming of the white horseman. He will rise again and his church will be fully restored. Shechem, it is also a very particular place, because when you see the place where restoration takes place, where the first capital of Israel was founded, where the Samaritan woman got the word from the Messiah. You will start wondering about this place. And you will say, what will happen next? Is there a promise of the Lord? I am only a little one. I need to be restored. I would like the Lord to show me what's going to happen to me. Let's go finally to the fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy, and chapter 33, verse 12. And the Lord is talking to Benjamin, which is the little one. He promises something. 33, verse 2, Deuteronomy. There is a promise there. 33, verse 12, that is. Can you put it on? Deuteronomy 33, 12. 33, 12. Maybe, I don't know how to pronounce it. Right, that's why I said the fifth book of the Bible. Hey, hallelujah. Lord, take me to Shechem. Give me a little more of that water. Make me speak in tongues a little clearly. I know I'm speaking in tongues today. I know I am speaking in tongues. English is not my natural language, so I must be speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Oh, Shemalaya. And he says this to the little ones. This is what God says to the youth. That's a promise. And of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord. Look how he's calling you, youngsters. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. This is a safe place. The world is not a safe place. Our children are not safe outside the world. There are 7 more hours in the city of Venice. And this morning, it was 1 in the morning, and my daughter saw the pictures that I've been putting in internet. And she put something there. Daddy, she lives in Venice, Italy. Daddy, you like a dream to me. Like a star I cannot reach. Daddy, please, I have seen. Show me. My daughter. She never got married. She has a daughter. She has been with different men. She goes to discotheques. And it's like a dagger in the center of my heart. And I pray for her. But when she was a little girl, he confessed Jesus Christ as his Savior. And even though we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, brother. So this is what I wrote to her. My little one, sin is what keeps you apart from my God. And you know I love you. And God will not abandon you because of two reasons. Number one, when you were very young, we make a prayer together. And I dedicate you to my God. And number two, I serve God. And among all these years, he became my friend. And the God that I trust, the God that I know, the God that I call my friend, my Father, and my God, he will never abandon me. So he will never abandon my little ones. And it was 1 a.m. this morning. And we're communicating with my young daughter that live in Venice, Italy, where most people don't even believe in God. And she said, Daddy, I want to know more about your God. I have to go to work right now. But Daddy, I will call you. I need your God. And of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all day long, and he shall dwell between his Shechem, his shoulders. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, because there is a God. Hallelujah, because he's a faithful God. Hallelujah, because my God, that is your God, he will never betray you. He will never abandon you. He will never abandon you. He will never do that. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Praise for all the youth that now belong to the family of God. Oh, yes. They've been baptized. They've been renewed. They start walking a different path now because they will walk with power and they will walk in safety, and the Lord will cover up them. Wherever they go, the Lord should go with them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to be here. I feel like home. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not going to remove this because Brother Elias has something to say, right? So I will translate to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said that he would just want to praise the Lord. I'm not going to sing for you. I just want to thank you. I don't want to ask you for anything, Lord. Sometimes I just want to please him. Sometimes I just want to mention his name. Sometimes I only want to thank him. I and don't ask you for nothing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That, the brother's a great pianist. Pianist. Sometimes
a veces tu nombre decir, a veces, Señor, agradecerte y no de tu nombre decir.
I need Yolanda, my wife. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Yesterday? I believe. Okay, let me sing, Brother Smith, sing the thing yesterday. You want to remember? Before yesterday. Yeah.
I don't think it is exactly the same song. I think it's a different one. Which one do you think it is?
Yes, 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 yes.
No, I didn't say what we just sang. It's a different song.
Yeah.
I'm missing some of the lines myself. It ends with, "In Calvary's the reason why."
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You remember? She sing another thing before yesterday, Brother Smith. Uh huh. No, not sometime before yesterday. She sing in English. Before yesterday. Mientras conseguimos la alabanza, vamos a levantar nuestra mano, hermano.
Let's raise up our hands.
Mientras conseguimos la alabanza.
While we get the right tune.
Sí, vamos a adorar a Dios. Vamos a entrar en su presencia.
Praise the Lord.
Él nos va a dar todo lo que necesitamos. Aleluya, aleluya.
All.
Dale gracias al Señor, dale gracias al Señor, dale gracias al Señor, dale gloria, honra, porque nos dio su gracia, nos bendijo, nos dio la visión del cuerpo de Cristo. Gracias por su amor, por su misericordia, por su bondad, por su bondad. Aleluya, su misericordia. Levanten su mano, adoren a Dios, amén, aleluya. Dele gracia al Señor, dale gracia al Señor. Aleluya, dale gracia al Señor. Exalten su nombre, Él vive y reina para siempre. Dale gracia. Oh, gracias Señor, gracias Jesús. Oh, bendito eres Jesús, aleluya, aleluya. Oh, gracias Señor, aleluya. Yes, sometime, yeah. This is, yeah.
Sometimes just to speak your name.
A veces solo quiero agradecerte. Tú no da pedirte, Señor.
That's right.
A veces a ti alzo mis manos. A veces tu nombre deseo.
Sometimes
El Calvario es la razón. El Calvario es la razón. Muchas gracias. En el año 2007 aproximadamente, el pastor Smith decidió mandar a mi esposa Yolanda a Brownsville, Texas.
Pastor Smith decided to send my wife Yolanda to Brownsville, Texas.
A aprender las alabanzas del cuerpo.
So she could learn some of the ways of praise of the Lord.
Las alabanzas del cuerpo.
The songs of the body.
Yes, las alabanzas del monte de Sion.
The songs of the Mount of Zion.
Y esta fue una de las alabanzas que ella trajo.
And this is one of the songs that she brought to us.
Y es ha sido una bendición para nosotros.
And it has been a great blessing to us.
Esta alabanza está en el himnario que estamos preparando.
We making a book of hymns, and this song is in that book.
Nosotros tenemos casi 600 alabanzas en ese himnario.
We had we have about 600 songs on that book.
Yeah. Esta alabanza ha bendecido nuestra alma.
But this particular song has really blessed our souls.
A veces tú vienes a la casa de Dios.
Sometimes you come to the house of the Lord.
Tú no sientes otra cosa que agradecerle.
And the only thing that you feel is to thank him.
Y darle gracias.
Giving thanks.
Él es la razón.
Because he is the reason.
El Calvario es la razón.
And Calvary is the reason.
Sí, Dios proveyó a Jesús.
God provided us with Jesus.
Nos lo dio a nosotros.
He gave us Jesus to us.
Para que nos salvara.
So he will be our savior.
Nuestra salvación es de gran precio.
And all salvation is of a great price.
Le costó la sangre a Jesús, su sangre.
He had to pay with his own blood.
Es la razón que estamos aquí.
This is the reason why we are here.
Por la cruz de Jesucristo.
Because of the cross of Christ.
Le damos gracias a Dios.
And we give thanks to the Lord.
Porque hizo un camino para nosotros.
Because he made a path for all of us.
Para enseñarnos sus planes.
To teach us all his plans.
Su iglesia.
With his church.
Su ministerio.
Also he is teaching us his ministry.
Yo agradezco a Dios por el cuerpo de Cristo.
I am really thankful to God for the body of Christ.
Agradezco a Dios por el ministerio del cuerpo de Cristo.
I'm thankful for the ministry of the body of Christ.
Agradezco a Dios por el pastor Smith.
I keep on thanking the Lord for Pastor Smith.
Y todos los pastores que han ido después de él a República Dominicana.
And also for all the pastors, ministers that came to Dominican Republic after Brother Smith.
Dios mandó al pastor Smith allá.
God sent specifically Pastor Smith to Dominican Republic.
Y después de Smith, del pastor Smith, él nos enseñó los hermanos del cuerpo.
And it was through Pastor Smith that the brothers down there of the body of Christ learned.
Estoy contento en conocerlo a ustedes.
I am very happy and pleased to know you, soul.
En ser parte de ustedes.
And pleased and happy of being a part of you.
En ser de la familia del cuerpo de Cristo.
Being a part of the body of Christ family.
Es una gran familia.
It's a great family.
Esta es una gran iglesia.
This is a great church.
Yo he sentido su amor.
I have felt his your love.
Yo he sentido su espíritu.
I have felt your spirit.
Ustedes estamos en un gran lugar.
You and I are in a great place.
Cuando yo vi al pastor Smith por primera vez.
When I saw Pastor Smith for the first time.
Yo vi un ángel.
I saw an angel of God.
Yo no lo vi físicamente.
I did not see him physically.
Lo vi en sueño.
I saw him on a dream.
Yo no lo conocía.
I did not know him personally.
Nunca había visto esa persona.
I never saw this person before.
En ningún lugar de la tierra.
In no place on earth.
Ah, pero Dios me lo mostró.
But God showed it to me.
Ah, y
in a revelation.
Después me lo reveló.
He revealed it to me.
Cuando yo lo vi,
when I saw him,
revelado, yo dije,
revealed to me,
yo quería ser como Cornelio.
I wanted to be like Cornelius.
Yo quise ponerme de rodillas.
I wanted to go on my knees.
Pero después Dios me paró, me dijo, él es un hombre.
But then the Lord raised me up and said, he's a man.
Tuve mucho problema en eso.
I got a lot of trouble with that.
Cuando tú recibes esta revelación,
when you receive that revelation,
de alguien,
from somebody,
Dios mío,
my God,
tú piensas que esa persona viene del cielo.
You think that person is from heavens.
Y, pero cuando usted entra,
but when you enter,
Dios te muestra las cosas mejor.
The Lord show you things in a better way.
Estoy contento en conocer esta banda, el hermano Tali.
I'm very happy to know all this band and brother Tali.
He estado en su casa, su
I've
esposa.
Been a brother Tali's home.
Dios mío, han sido un ejemplo para mí.
They have been great for me.
Han sido una bendición.
They have been a big blessing for me.
La hermana Tali,
sister Tali,
me trata como un rey en su casa.
Treats me like a king in her home.
No solo la casa de Tali.
Not only bro Tali's house.
La primera vez que el pastor Smith me trajo aquí.
The first time Pastor Smith brought me here.
Me llevó a una casa.
He brought me to a house.
El hermano Green entró con mi bulto.
Brother Green came with my luggage.
Él cuando regresó me dijo, Elías, tú
back,
tienes una habitación como el presidente de la República Dominicana.
He said, you're going to have a room like the president of Dominican Republic.
Yeah, yo me he sentido bien.
I have felt great.
Pero
but,
hay algo especial aquí.
There's something special here.
Hay un tesoro especial.
There is a special treasure here.
Es la visión del cuerpo de Cristo.
And it's the vision of the body of Christ.
Estoy contento por lo que yo he escuchado hoy.
I am pleased for what I have heard today.
Por lo que yo he escuchado durante la semana.
For what I have heard
jóvenes.
during all these days through the meeting.
Yo me gocé.
I rejoice myself.
En ver a los jóvenes parándose gozoso.
Just looking at the youngsters so full of joy.
Me gocé en todo lo que se dijo.
I rejoice in every word that was said.
Me gocé en el mover del Espíritu Santo.
I rejoice in the movement of the Spirit of the Lord.
Y estoy contento por lo que yo escuché del Pastor Smith esta mañana.
And I'm very pleased for what I heard from Pastor Smith this morning.
Todo lo que él dice yo lo tomo con mucha responsabilidad.
Everything he said I take it with a lot of responsibility.
Porque yo sé que Dios lo envió allá.
Because I know that the Lord sent him to Dominican Republic.
Yo quiero todo lo que él tiene.
I want everything that Pastor Smith had.
Todo lo que él lleva, todo lo que él trae.
Everything that he brings with him.
Y porque ha sido una bendición para mí.
Because it has been a blessing to me.
Todo lo que él tiene en Dios.
Everything that he has in God.
Sí, quiero todo lo que ustedes tienen en Dios.
I want everything that you have in the Lord.
Yo quiero imitarlo a ustedes como ustedes imitan a Cristo.
I want to be an imitation of you like you are an imitation of God.
Él echó un buen establecimiento esta mañana.
He put a great foundation on this morning.
No sé exactamente, pero él leyó el libro de Hebreo.
I don't know exactly every
word. Hasta el capítulo 8.
But he was reading the book of Hebrews up to the 8th chapter.
Estoy contento porque Moisés era fiel en toda la casa de Dios.
I am very pleased because Moses was faithful in all the house of the Lord.
Él leyó eso en Hebreo capítulo 3.
He read that in Hebrews on the third chapter.
Ajá, y que, pero el hijo que era dueño de la casa.
But the son who was the the owner of the house.
Estaba hablando de Jesús.
Right there he was talking about Christ.
Luego el hermano Enrique habló de las puertas.
Then brother Enrique spoke about the gate.
Te ve, la ciudad tiene puerta.
You know, the city has a gate.
La casa tiene puerta.
The house has gate.
Jesús es la puerta.
Jesus is the gate.
Si tú podías ver en Jerusalén las puertas.
You could see the gate in Jerusalem.
Con estos ojos.
With the physical eyes.
Pero Jerusalén, la celestial, tú no puedes ver sus puertas con esos ojos.
But Jerusalem, the celestial one you cannot see with the human eyes.
Tú no puedes ver la casa que Cristo está edificando con estos ojos.
You cannot see with human eyes the house that Christ is building.
Tú no puedes ver la puerta de la casa con estos ojos.
You cannot see with human eyes the door of the house.
Jesús dijo, edificaré mi casa.
Jesus said, I will edify my house.
Él dijo, yo edificaré mi casa.
I will build my house.
Ese es Jesús.
That is Jesus.
Y él le dijo a Pedro, a ti te daré la llave.
And he told Peter, I will give you the keys.
Esa casa, Jacob lo vio.
Jacob saw the house.
En su visión.
In his vision.
Él dijo, ese es. No es otra cosa.
He said, this is not other thing.
Es casa de Dios.
This is the house of God.
Y puerta del cielo.
And the door to heaven.
En la visión en Génesis capítulo 28.
In the vision in Genesis chapter 28.
Vamos a ver la visión de Jacob. El verso 10.
Let's get on 28 verse 10. So we could go through the vision of Jacob.
Sí. Verso 10.
Genesis 28, the 10th verse.
Pero el versículo, pues escríbelo allí en el.
Can you please put it out on the
Genesis
screen?
28, verso 10.
Mm-hmm. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward mm-hmm. Haran.
Pero el versículo, siga.
Next verse, please.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Y dice, y llegó a un cierto lugar y durmió allí, porque ya el sol se habría puesto. Interpret for me.
And he lighted up upon a certain place and tarried there all night.
Y tomó de las piedras de aquel paraje y puso a su cabecera.
And,
y se acostó a aquel lugar.
And he took of the stones of the place and put them from his pillows.
Verso 12, y soñó, he aquí una escalera que estaba apoyada en tierra.
And then we go to the next verse, verse 12, he saw a ladder.
Y su extremo tocaba en el cielo.
And it was set up on the earth, but the top of it reached to heaven.
Y aquí ángeles de Dios que subían y descendían por ella.
And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending.
Y aquí Jehová estaba en lo alto de ella.
Verse 13, please. And behold, the Lord stood above it.
El cual dijo, yo soy Jehová, el Dios de Abraham.
And said, I am the Lord God of Abraham,
tu padre,
thy father.
Y el Dios de Isaac.
And the God of Isaac.
La tierra en que está acostado. Te la daré a ti
liest,
y a tu descendencia.
To thee will I give it and to thy seed.
Verso 14.
Verse 14.
Será tu descendencia como el polvo de la tierra.
And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth.
Y te extenderás al occidente, al oriente,
and you shall
al norte
spread abroad
y al
to the
sur.
West, and to the east, and to the north,
y todas
and to
las
the
familias
south.
De la tierra serán benditas en ti.
And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Y en tu simiente.
15.
Verso 15. He aquí yo estoy contigo.
And behold, I am with thee.
Y te guardaré por donde quiera que va, que fueres.
And will keep thee in all places whither you goest.
Y volveré a traerte a esta tierra.
And will bring thee again into this land.
Porque no te dejaré hasta que haya hecho lo que te he prometido.
For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken
16,
to thee.
Y despertó Jacob de su sueño.
16.
Y despertó Jacob de su sueño.
And Jacob awakened out of his sleep.
Ciertamente Y dijo, ciertamente Jehová está en este lugar.
And he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
Y yo no lo sabía.
And I knew it not.
Verso 17.
17.
Y tuvo miedo.
And he was afraid.
Y dijo, cuán terrible es este lugar.
And said, how dreadful is this place.
No es otra cosa.
This is none other.
Que casa de Dios.
But the house of God.
Y puerta del cielo.
And this is the gate of heaven.
Después que Jacob vio la visión.
After Jacob saw the vision.
Él dijo, no es otra cosa.
There is no other thing.
Sino casa de Dios.
The house of God.
Y puerta del cielo.
And gate to heaven.
Cuando tú vienes al cuerpo de Cristo,
when you come to the body of
tú
Christ,
viniste a la casa de Dios.
You come to the house
tú
of the
viniste
Lord.
A la puerta del cielo.
You come to the gate of
estamos,
the heavens.
Estamos en la puerta del cielo.
We are at the gate of heaven.
Esta puerta tú no lo puedes ver con estos ojos.
This gate you cannot see it with this physical
eyes. Tú necesitas una visión para verlo.
You need a special vision to see it.
Para ver la puerta del cielo.
To see the gate of
y ver
the
la
heaven.
Casa que Jesús está edificando.
And see the house that the Lord is building.
El cuerpo de Cristo cuando tú vienes a ella.
The body of Christ when you come.
Tú puedes entrar a este lugar.
You come to this place.
Pero tú no has visto la puerta.
But you have seen the door.
Tú estás andando para arriba y para abajo y tú no ves la puerta.
You going up and down, but you don't see the door.
Y tú no puedes ver quién tiene la llave para abrirte la puerta.
And you cannot see who has the key for opening the door to you.
Pero cuando tú puedes ver quién te puede, tú puedes ver la puerta.
But when you see the door,
y tú puedes ver quién tiene llaves para abrirte la puerta.
And you could see who has carried the keys to open the door.
Dios mío, tú puedes entrar.
My God, you can go in.
Puedes gozarte.
You can rejoice.
Tú puedes alegrarte.
You can
tú puedes
be full of joy.
Bendecir el nombre del Señor.
You could bless the
porque
name of the Lord.
Porque tú viste la puerta del cielo.
Because you have seen
alguien
the door of heaven.
Alguien te abrió la puerta.
And somebody has opened the door to you.
Gloria, alguien te abrió.
Glory.
Alguien tiene llaves
somebody
para abrir
had the key to open the door. Door to
alguien
you.
Tiene llaves para abrir
somebody
la puerta.
Has keys for opening that door.
Cuando yo llegué al cuerpo de Cristo,
when I came to the body of Christ,
Dios mío, yo llegué a la casa de Dios.
My God, I came to the house of God.
Yo vi muchas casas de Dios.
I see so many houses of
y
the
yo
Lord.
Vi alguien que tenía la llave.
But I saw somebody that had the keys.
Dios mío, él me abrió.
And my God, he opened
yo,
the door to me.
Y yo entré al cuerpo de
and
Cristo.
Then I went into the body
entré
of Christ.
A la familia de Dios.
And I came to the family of the Lord.
Y tengo 13 años gozando.
And I got 13 years rejoicing myself.
Hallelujah, me estoy
hallelujah.
Gozando.
I am rejoicing
porque
myself.
Me abrieron la puerta.
Because they have opened the door to me.
Alguien me abrió la puerta.
Somebody opened the door to me.
Alguien me abrió la puerta.
Somebody opened the door
alguien
to me.
Vino con la llave.
Somebody came with a key.
Alguien abrió.
Somebody opened
y me
the door.
Dijo, entre.
And he told me, come in.
Y yo obedecí y entré.
And I obeyed and I came in.
Si tú no encuentras a alguien que tiene llave.
If you don't have somebody that has a key.
Y si tú no te paras delante de los que tienen llave.
And if you don't stand up next to the one that has the key.
Tú vas a venir en medio de nosotros.
You're going to come in the middle of us.
Y tú nunca vas a ver la puerta.
And you have never seen the light.
Porque
at the door.
Nadie te ha enseñado la puerta.
Because nobody has taught you the door.
Hallelujah. Jesús es la puerta.
Jesus is the door.
Jacob lo vio.
Jacob saw him.
Jacob dijo, eso no es otra cosa.
He said, well, what is this?
Jacob dijo, Genesis 28:17.
In Genesis 28:17.
Él dijo, eso no es otra cosa.
That is no other thing.
Ese es casa de Dios.
That is the house of God.
Y puerta del cielo.
And the door to heaven.
Jacob vio esta gran visión.
Jacob saw this great vision.
Él lo vio lejos.
And he saw it far away.
Pero el Espíritu Santo vino sobre él.
But the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Y él le reveló lo que era.
And revealed him what it was.
La visión de la escalera.
That was the vision of the ladder.
Dios mío, la punta pegaba al cielo.
My God, one string was up in heaven.
Recuerde que una visión.
Now remember, it was a vision.
Y la otra parte en la tierra.
And the other end was on the land.
Y él vio ángeles que subían y bajaban.
And he saw angels ascending and descending on the ladder.
Oh, gloria a Dios. Jacob vio
oh, my God.
Jacob vio
Jacob saw that.
El día de Pentecostés.
The day of Pentecost.
Cuando vino el Espíritu Santo.
When the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the 120.
La escalera se estableció.
The ladder was established.
Glorias. Empezaron los ángeles a subir y a bajar.
The angels started going, ascending and descending.
Y a traer cosas especiales.
And bringing down special things from
cosas
heaven.
Celestiales.
Celestial things, manna coming from the
de Dios.
The things of God.
Y todos fueron bendecidos.
And everybody was blessed.
Yo estoy contento por la visión de Jacob.
Oh, I am so happy and grateful for the vision
Cuando
of Jacob.
Llegó Jesús,
when Jesus came,
la visión de Jacob se estableció.
The vision of Jacob got established.
En Juan capítulo 1, versículo 51.
John, on the first chapter, 51st verse,
Jesús le dijo a Natanael,
Jesus said to Nathanael,
porque te dije que te vi debajo del árbol,
because I told you I saw you under the sycamore tree.
¿Tú crees esto? ¿Tú crees?
You believe.
Juan 1:51.
That's John 1:51. Do you believe on that?
Uh-huh. Póngalo.
Put it up. Put it up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
No. Juan
51.
Uno.
Okay. It's a game of numbers.
No.
You take number one, and then you go the 15 and turn it to 51. It's like that. Come on, wake up! You're sleeping today. Hallelujah. Come on, I know we all tired. Hallelujah. Now.
You have it.
John 1:51. You got it. Yeah. And he said unto him, verily, verily.
De aquí en adelante.
I say unto you, hereafter,
el cielo abierto,
you shall see heaven open,
y a los ángeles de Dios,
and the angels of God,
que suben y descienden sobre el Hijo de Dios,
and ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Esta es la escalera.
This is the ladder.
Sí, el día del Pentecostés,
the day of Pentecost.
La escalera se estableció.
The ladder got established.
120 vieron la escalera.
120 saw the ladder.
120 subieron y bajaron.
120 were ascending and descending also.
Y hoy tenemos todo lo que ellos trajeron del cielo.
And all we have everything that they came from heavens that they brought.
Y es nuestra bendición.
And that's a blessing.
Jesús es la puerta de que Jacob vio.
Jesus is the door that Jacob saw.
Gloria a Dios por esa puerta.
Glory to the Lord for that door.
Gloria a Dios por esta bendición.
Glory to the Lord for
nosotros
that blessing.
Nosotros somos casa de Dios.
We are the house of God.
Y nosotros, Dios viene a habitar en nosotros.
And God comes to inhabit inside us.
Él vino a preparar las casas.
He came to prepare the houses.
Cuando hay muchas casas preparadas,
when there are many houses prepared,
la ciudad de Dios se establece.
The city of God gets established.
Y la ciudad tiene cinco puertas.
And the door has five doors.
Apostle.
And the city have five.
Apostle.
Doors. Apostle.
Profeta.
Prophets.
Evangelista.
Evangelists.
Pastores.
Pastors.
Y maestros.
And teachers.
Cuando tú encuentras estas cinco puertas.
When you see those five doors.
Cuando tú encuentras las cinco puertas del estanque de Bethesda.
When you see those five doors of the Bethesda pool,
tú puedes entrar a la piscina.
You could get into the pool.
Tú puedes recibir el Espíritu Santo.
You could get the Spirit of the Lord.
Tú puedes nadar en este río.
You could swim in this river.
Tú puedes recibir vida.
You could receive life.
El Espíritu Santo es la vida de Dios.
The Spirit of the Lord is the life of God.
Pero para tú recibirlo, tú tienes que venir a la casa.
But to receive it, you have to come to the house.
Tienes que entrar en la puerta.
You have to go through the gate.
Para tú poder recibir el río de vida.
To receive the river of life.
Estoy contento por la casa de Dios.
I am happy for the house of the Lord.
Estoy contento por el cuerpo de Cristo.
I am happy for the body of
Estoy
Christ.
Estoy contento por la familia de Dios.
I am happy for the family of
es
God.
Es la gran familia de Dios en la tierra.
This is the great family of God on earth.
No hay otra familia como esta.
There is no other family like this one.
No hay otro cuerpo como el cuerpo de Cristo.
There is no other body like the body of Christ.
No hay otro lugar que Dios está edificando.
There is no other place that God is building.
Es en este lugar.
It's in this place.
Este lugar es terrible.
This is a terrible place.
Tú no estás en cualquier lugar.
You are not in just any place.
Tú no puedes hacer cualquier cosa en este lugar.
You cannot do just anything in
Tú
this
no
place.
Tú no puedes vivir como quieres en este lugar.
You cannot live the way you want in
Tú
this
no
place.
Tú no puedes andar de cualquier manera en este lugar.
You cannot walk the way you want in
este
this place.
Este es el reino de Dios en la tierra.
This is the kingdom of God on earth.
Es la iglesia de Dios.
It is the church of God.
Es la iglesia de Cristo.
It is the church of Christ.
Es la familia de Dios.
It is the family
Dios
of God.
Dios está en este lugar.
God is in this place.
Dios está en este lugar.
God is in this place.
Su hijo está en este
And
lugar.
And his son is in this place.
Es terrible este lugar.
It is a terrible
Donde
place.
Donde está Dios es un lugar terrible.
Where God is a terrible
Cuando
place.
Cuando yo llegué a este lugar,
when I came to this place,
yo me di cuenta es un lugar terrible.
I saw it was a terrible place.
Ese no es cualquier lugar.
Is it not just any place?
Tú puedes ser vencedor en este lugar.
You could be an overcomer in this
y
place.
Tú puedes ser derrotado en este
or
lugar.
You could be defeated in this place.
Tú puedes ser justo en este lugar.
You could be just in this place.
Y tú puedes ser injusto en este lugar.
Or you could be unrightful in
Pero
this place.
Pero Dios nos ha llamado.
But God has called us
que seamos vencedores en este
that
lugar.
We could be an overcomer.
En el cuerpo de Cristo tenemos todo lo que necesitamos.
In the body of Christ we got every tool that we need.
En la palabra de Dios,
in the word of God
que se predica aquí,
that we preach
tenemos this, todo lo que necesitamos.
We have everything we need.
Tú tienes todo lo que tú necesitas.
You have everything you
para
need
vida eterna.
For your eternal life.
Esta, aquí se trata cosa de vida eterna.
Here we are dealing with eternal life things.
Cosa seria.
Serious things.
Aquí no estamos jugando.
We're not playing here.
Aquí no es un show.
This is not a show here.
No, no venimos a estar un show.
No, this is not a show.
Venimos a derrotar la carne.
We come to overcome the flesh.
Venimos a destruir las obras del diablo.
We come to destroy the devil's doing.
Venimos a vencer.
We have come to become overcomers.
Jesús estableció este lugar.
Jesus established this place.
Él venció ahí en este lugar.
He defeated this place.
En este mismo lugar.
In this very place he got defeated.
Con este mismo evangelio.
He defeated.
Con este mismo evangelio.
With this gospel.
Sí, el pastor Smith lo dijo.
Pastor Smith told.
En Hebreos 5:7.
In Hebrews 5:7.
Él dijo que aunque él era hijo.
Even though he was a son,
él sufrió.
He suffered.
Él padeció.
He struggled.
Hasta que aprendió obediencia.
Until he learned obedience.
Porque él tenía una naturaleza de Adán en él.
So he had an Adamic nature to defeat.
Él tuvo que usar este mismo evangelio.
He had to use the same gospel.
El que él nos dejó.
The one that he left us.
El que él practicó.
The one he practiced.
El que él vivió.
The one he lived on.
La ley de Dios.
The law of God.
Los mandamientos de Dios.
The 613 precepts.
Este evangelio.
This gospel.
Es lo que Dios ha dispuesto para nosotros.
Is what God has left us.
No lo ignore.
Do not ignore.
Toma la palabra de Dios.
Take the word of God.
Toma la ley de Dios.
Take the law of God.
Toma los preceptos de Dios.
Take the orders of God. Take the gospel
y póngalo en práctica.
And do a practice of
it. Y tú verás tu liberación.
And you will see your liberation.
Tú verás tu bendición.
You will see your blessing.
Pablo dice, yo no me avergüenzo del evangelio.
Paul says, I am not ashamed of this gospel.
Sí, porque el evangelio es poder de Dios.
Because it is a power of God.
Romanos 1:16.
Romans 8:16.
No me avergüenzo del evangelio.
And I'm not ashamed of this gospel.
Esta es la buena nueva.
This is the good news.
No te avergüences del evangelio.
Do not be ashamed of the gospel.
No te avergüences de vivir la palabra de
Do
Dios.
Do not be ashamed of living the way the word
no
is.
No te avergüences de poner en práctica la palabra de Dios.
Do not be ashamed of practice the word of God.
Porque es poder de Dios.
Because it's the power
para
of God.
Para salvarte.
To save you.
Para darte vida eterna.
To give you eternal
para
life.
Para tú salir de este cuerpo de muerte.
To come out from this body of death
para tú entrar a un cuerpo de eternidad.
And enter to an eternal body.
Oh, gloria a Dios por la vida de Dios.
Oh, glory to God for the life of God.
Gloria por vida eterna.
Glory to the Lord for the eternal
lo
life.
Lo podemos alcanzar por medio del evangelio.
We could reach it through the gospel.
No es difícil, hermano.
It is not a difficult
no,
thing.
No es difícil.
No, it's not
el
a difficult thing.
Smith dijo, mi yugo es fácil.
Pastor Smith said, my yoke is an easy
es
one.
Fácil y ligera mi carga.
Oh, my yoke is easy and And whatever I carry is not heavy.
Matthew 11:27.
Sí.
Y aprended de mí.
And learn from me.
Que soy manso.
Because I'm meek and humble.
Y humilde. Y humilde de corazón.
In my heart.
Él dijo eso en la reunión de jóvenes.
He said that in the youth meeting.
Este yugo es el evangelio de Jesucristo.
This yoke is the gospel of Jesus.
Hermano, sea fiel a Cristo.
My brothers, be faithful
sea
to the
fiel
Lord.
A la palabra de Dios.
Be faithful
no
to
te
the
estoy
word
diciendo
of God.
Que le sea fiel a hombre.
And I say, be faithful to men.
Tú puedes confiar en hombre.
You could trust men.
Tú puedes confiar en los apóstoles.
You could trust the apostles.
Tú puedes confiar en el ministerio de Dios.
You could trust the ministry
Pero
of God.
Pero mire a Jesucristo.
But look at Jesus.
Mire a Jesucristo.
Look at Jesus.
Mire a Jesús.
Look at Jesus.
El vencedor.
He was the overcomer.
El vencedor.
He is the overcomer.
Él fue a la muerte.
He went to death.
Él bajó a la muerte.
He came down to death.
La muerte no lo pudo detener.
And death did not stop him.
Él resucitó.
He resurrected.
Él resucitó.
He resurrected.
Él está sentado a la diestra del Padre.
And he is sitting to the right hand of the Father.
Por este mismo evangelio.
Because of this gospel.
No es otro evangelio.
It's not another gospel.
Es el mismo.
It is the same.
Jesús no solo predicó el evangelio.
Jesus did not only preach this gospel.
Que es la buena nueva a los hombres.
That is the good news to men.
Él vivió el evangelio.
He lived by
Él
this gospel.
Él practicó el evangelio.
He practices gospel.
Y después nos dio a nosotros.
And then he gave it to us.
Agárralo.
So take it.
No lo suelte.
Do not let it go.
Ahí está tu vida.
There's your life.
Ahí está tu salvación.
There's your salvation.
Vamos adelante con el evangelio.
Go on with this gospel.
Tú vive el evangelio.
Well, you live this gospel.
Tú verás lo que Dios hará en tu vida.
You will see what God will do with your life.
Grandes cosas.
Great things.
Tú puedes ser sano natural.
You could be healed naturally.
Tu alma puede resucitar de la muerte.
And your soul could be resurrected
Tú
from
puedes
death.
Ser una nueva criatura.
You could be a new creature.
Tú puedes crecer a la estatura de Cristo.
You could grow up to the stature, to the measurement
Hasta
of Christ.
Entrar a la eternidad.
And enter eternity.
A la vida eterna.
To eternal life.
¿Tú sabes por qué tú estás aquí hoy?
And you know why you're here today?
Yo voy a terminar.
I'm going to finish.
¿Tú sabes cuál es el plan de Dios para nosotros?
You know what's the plan of God to us?
Es un solo.
There's only one.
Danos vida eterna.
Give us eternal life.
Yes. Dios no hizo hombre para que muriera.
The purpose of the Lord by creating man is not that man could die.
Dios no hizo el hombre para vivir temporal.
God did not make man for a temporary time.
Dios no hizo hombre para sufrir.
God did not make man so he could suffer.
Dios no nos hizo para vivir como estamos viviendo ahora.
God did not create us to live the way we're living now.
Él nos ama.
He loved us.
Él amó al hombre antes de hacerlo.
He loved man before he even created.
Él le dijo a su hijo.
He told his son.
Después de él crear su hijo.
After he created his son.
Él dijo, vamos a hacer al hombre.
Let's do man. Let's create it.
Vamos a hacerlo a nuestra imagen.
Let's create man to our own image.
Y nuestra semejanza.
And to our likeness.
Vamos a hacerlo como nosotros.
Let's do man and create man like us.
Eso quiere decir eterno.
That means eternal.
Qué bueno es Dios.
God is so good.
Vamos a hacerlo como nosotros.
Let's do it like us.
Ningún hombre le gusta que el otro sea como él.
No man likes that another man is just like you.
Pero Dios dijo, vamos a hacer el hombre como nosotros.
But God said, let's create man to our likeness.
Dios mío.
My God.
Primero Dios.
First God.
Segundo su hijo.
Second his son.
Y puso al hombre en tercer lugar.
And then man was on the third place.
Dios mío, le dio poder.
My God, he gave him power.
Él dijo, vamos a hacerlo eterno.
Let's do it an eternal being.
Dios mío, igual que nosotros.
My God, just like us.
Dios no tiene muerte en él.
God has no death in him.
Y él hizo su hijo y no puso muerte en su hijo.
And he made his son and he did not put death on his son.
Él hizo su hijo eterno.
He made his son eternal.
Como él es eterno.
Like he's eternal.
Y él lo puso a habitar en eternidad.
And he put his son to live in eternity.
Y después el padre le dice al hijo.
And then the father talks to the son.
En profecía.
In prophecy.
Él le dijo, hagamos al hombre.
Let's make man.
Ellos se gozaron en decir eso.
They rejoiced themselves when they said that. Let's make man.
Y a nuestra imagen.
To our own image and likeness. They rejoiced themselves.
Hagamos al hombre.
When they said, let's make man.
A nuestra semejanza.
To our likeness.
A nuestra imagen.
To our image.
Vamos a poner vida eterna en él.
Let's put eternal
Vamos
life
poner
in him.
Eternidad en él.
Let's put eternity
Vamos a hacerlo
in him.
Como nosotros.
Let's make men just like us.
eternidad.
Let's put men to live in eternity.
Esa fue la profecía.
That was the prophecy.
Y él empezó a hacer Adán.
And he started making men.
Y Adán no aguantó.
And Adam will not stand
se
for
murió.
This. He got dead.
Adán dejó de obedecer a Dios.
He did not obey God.
Para tú llegar aquí.
So when you come here,
tú necesitas oír la palabra de Dios.
You need to hear the word of God.
Para tú tener eternidad.
Okay, he's correcting. If you're going to have eternal life, eternity,
tú tienes que permanecer.
You have to be in the word.
Tú tienes que perseverar.
You have to
en la doctrina keep on, de, en la doctrina
keep
de
on doing the doctrine of Jesus.
En la palabra de Dios.
In the word of God.
Dios y la palabra va poniendo eternidad en ti.
And the word of God will put eternity, adds eternity in you.
Y tú vas pareciéndote a Dios.
And you start looking like him.
Tú vas pareciéndote a Cristo.
And you start looking like Christ.
Tú vas pareciéndote al hombre nuevo.
And you start looking like a new man.
A Jesús.
Like Jesus.
Al Hijo de Dios.
The Son of Man.
Hasta que tú entres en eternidad.
Until you enter eternity.
Déjame decirte algo.
Let me tell you something.
No tema que este cuerpo se derrumbe.
Do not be afraid that this body decays.
Pablo dice en Paul Corintios says 5,
in 2 Corinthians 5
en este tabernáculo en que nosotros estamos,
this tabernacle where we are
se destruye,
it gets destroyed.
Tenemos en Dios,
we have in
una
God
casa eterna,
an eternal house.
Es un edificio,
eternal building,
sí, que no es hecho de mano.
That is not made by man's hand.
No, es hecho por la mano de Dios.
It is made by God's
eso
hand.
Quiere decir que es una obra de Dios.
This means that this is the work of God.
La obra de Dios es perfecta.
The work of God is perfect.
Ese edificio es para ti.
And this building is for you.
No tema que tu casa se esté rompiendo. Aleluya.
Do not be afraid that your house is decaying.
La carne y la sangre no van a heredar el reino de Dios.
Flesh and blood will not inherit
no
the
puede.
Kingdom of God.
Es polvo.
It can. It,
y
is,
va polvo.
It is a dust and it
no
will remain dust.
Mucho.
Do not get it, like it's a big thing.
Dios va a terminar con este mundo.
Because God is destroying this world.
Dios va a terminar esa carne.
God is going to destroy the flesh.
Dios no hizo ese mundo.
God did not make the world the way it is.
Dios no quiere este mundo.
God does not want this world.
Este mundo está lleno de corrupción.
Because this world is full of corruption.
Dios no quiere esa corrupción.
God does not want this corruption.
Dios va a destruir ese mundo.
God is going to destroy
él
this
envió
world.
A su hijo.
And he sent his son.
Para que todo aquel que en él cree.
So everybody that believes
no
in him
se destruya.
Will not be destroyed.
No se pierda.
Will not be perishing.
Mas tenga vida eterna.
But having eternal life.
Mantenga tu evangelio.
So keep your gospel.
Mantente en este lugar.
Keep yourself
mantente
in this place.
Obediente.
Keep yourself obedient.
Es tu salvación.
This is your salvation.
Es tu vida eterna.
This is your eternal
no
life.
Importa lo que tú sufras.
It doesn't matter what you suffer.
No importa los problemas que tú tienes.
It doesn't matter the problems
no
you have.
No importa las dificultades que tú tengas.
It doesn't matter the difficulties you go
no
through.
No culpe el ministerio.
Do not blame the ministry.
No culpe el pastor Smith.
Do not blame Brother Smith.
Este es el plan de Dios.
This is God's plan.
Es así que Dios lo quiere.
And this is the way God's wanted.
Adán es culpable.
Adam was guilty.
La carne es culpable.
The flesh is guilty.
El diablo es culpable.
The devil is guilty.
Ese hombre viejo es culpable.
The old man is
pero
guilty.
Cristo vino a destruir la obra del
but
diablo.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
Tú puedes destruirlo también.
And you could destroy the devil
el
too.
Diablo no está en el aire.
The devil is not on the air.
No está en el mar.
It's not on the bottom
está
of the sea.
En nosotros.
It is inside us.
El mal está en nosotros.
Bad thing, the bad nature is in us.
El Evangelio por el Espíritu Santo,
and the gospel by the Spirit of the Lord
es poder de Dios,
it is a power of
va
God
destruir esto en nosotros.
To destroy
gracias,
the evil in us.
Dale gracias a Dios.
Oh, give thanks
dale
to the Lord.
Gracias a Dios por el
hallelujah.
Oh, bendito Jesús.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Ay, poder.
There's power. Power.
Sin igual poder.
Sin igual
en
poder.
Jesús.
In Jesus.
Quien murió en
who
la
died.
Cruz. Hay poder,
there's
poder,
power,
sin igual poder,
great power,
en la sangre que él vertió,
in the blood he shed,
quiere ser salvo de toda maldad, tan solo hay poder en mi Jesús, quiere vivir y gozar santidad, tan solo hay poder en Jesús.
Aleluya.
Hay poder, poder.
Well, here we are. This is Mother Enrique. Is that yours? Okay. Oh. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I enjoyed these good words here today and appreciate these brethren, Brother Enrique, I appreciate him being here. And he has a burden for our work, the work in the Dominican Republic, and has connections and with many churches all over, Ecuador and Argentina, and I don't know where else, Peru, Colombia, Italy, Spain, India. Who? Bhutan, Pakistan, Bangladesh. So he's a worldwide connection. And but he's come to this among us about 3 years ago, and he's enjoying what he's found, and he's like a racehorse. He wants to get this message out to the whole world, and so he's planning on coming over to the Dominican Republic and working with us. And so where he's here to get to know me better and me get to know him better and see how God wants us to work together. So, but all of these missionaries, I haven't met a one of them yet that's got any money. You know, they all, you know, the mission field is it's a bucket with a hole in it. But there's a lot of God's people in these places. And so we're trying our best to help them. And we have a great work going on in the Dominican Republic. And I'm leaving this week to go over there. And I already told Brother Green and Brother Elias I'm going. So they already are starting to let me know the needs that are going on over there. It's like, you know, opening the bank for business. You know, we're open for business. Okay, we need to borrow some money. So I'm going to ask you before we go downstairs and eat if the ushers would come, and I'd like to receive an offering for the Dominican work. We really should be taking up offerings for that work more often, but, you know, the Lord does provide. God has helped us in a tremendous way. I'm trying my best to get enough money to help Brother Calderon. We've got a building that's just cinder blocks standing up. We've got four walls up, but no roof and no floor. He heard I was coming, so he told Brother Green to tell me, tell Brother Smith I need at least enough money to put a roof on that building. I guess they're going to have church maybe on dirt floor for a while, but he wants to get a roof on it. So I asked him how much it costs to put a roof and a floor on it. He said about $6,000 or $7,000. I said, well, let's go back to the roof. How much for the roof? So I said, I don't know if we can put a roof. We probably can't put a roof on it this trip, but we'll do what we can do. And we'll depend on the Lord to do his part. And the Lord will, I know, because God's helped me so much over there. You know, I told you all the story where this young man came and he wanted to give us a little building. His uncle died and this guy wasn't even saved. But his uncle had a little church, and he was the only heir that he had. So he gave him that little church building. And this young man said, I'm scared to sell it because I don't know what God will do to me, because it's God's church, God's building. So he said, I want to give it to y'all. I said, hallelujah. He said, but if you could help me, I'm fixing to go to Brazil, and I need some money to go to Brazil. I don't want to sell you the church, but if you could help me with some money. I said, how much money you need to go to Brazil? He said, $1,400. I said, Lord, you know, I didn't have $1,400. No, it was $1,500. He wanted $1,500. And so I was just thinking on that. Mm-hmm. $1,500. Uh-huh. And so when I was leaving, we went and looked and saw this little building, saw this man. I said, well, we're going to pray about it. And so we left, and the next day I was coming home. And I figured up, you know, Brother Green had these different pastors, different people, they needed money. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And I figured it up. I thought, if I bought that building for $1,500 and gave everybody the offerings I need to give, I need $3,000. I thought, well, we ain't got, I said, Lord, we don't have $3,000. We just ain't got it. So I just put it before the Lord and said, Lord, you know the situation. So I was, the next day, Brother Green was taking me to the Santo Domingo Airport to come back home. And on the way to the airport, I got a text, and it was from Gary Green. He said, Brother Smith, God just spoke to my heart and said for me to put $3,000 in a missionary account for you. I read that and I said, Shandai, hallelujah. And I told Brother Green, I said, Brother Green, write that man a check for $1,500, but be sure you get the deed before you give him the check. And I said, then give these offerings. I wrote them out. It was exactly $3,000. So I got on my plane, came home, said, thank you, Jesus. So I don't know if the Lord's talking to your heart, you know, but I know I'm going to need money on this trip. I've got Brother Rudy over there. His brother has given him a house to live in. He's having a hard time paying his rent in Higüey. But the house don't have any doors or any windows. So they've already contacted me, said, Brother Rudy needs your help. He needs doors and windows. Well, I'm already envisioning nailing plywood over them windows and them doors, except for maybe one window and a door. And I thought, Lord, you're going to have to do something if you want to provide more than a window and a door. Well, I mean, y'all have heard of not having a pot or a window, haven't you? Well, he's not going to have a window or a door if we don't help him some way. If God doesn't help us to help him. So I won't talk anymore. Thank God for such a wonderful meeting and all that y'all, your labors and your willingness to serve God's people. I know God's blessings are coming. And so let's have a song and receive this offering, and then we're going to go downstairs and eat dinner, and then we're going to let you go home and rest. Elias, ellos preguntan si tú tienes un otro canta. He said his mama wants him to sing. Tu mamá blanco, blanca. All right. Oh, let me give him the. Oh, you got him? Okay. Que tu quieres? Seed money. Yeah.
guardará. Mi barquilla guiará hasta el puerto allá. Yo tranquilo puedo estar, mi piloto es Él, es mi rey. Tengo fe, sé que Él es fiel. Oh, si quiero ver,
look upon His face. Dancing forever at the same race. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice.
Ya pasó todo a
paz, ever to rejoice.
Oh, si quiero verle, ver al Salvador. Quiero ver su rostro lleno de amor. En aquel gran día, yo he de cantar. Yo tranquilo puedo estar, mi piloto es Él, es mi rey. Tengo fe, sé que Él es fiel. Oh, si quiero ver, ver al Salvador. Quiero ver su rostro lleno de amor. En aquel gran día yo he de cantar, ya pasó.
Praise God. All right, let's stand and give the Lord a praise for this meeting we've had and today's service and the food that we're about to eat, the fellowship we're about to partake in. And then I'll see you Wednesday night. Prayer meeting at 7, church at 7:30. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, Lord. Oh God, we give you praise for all your goodness to us, Lord. These youth that are about to go back to school, God, cover them, watch over them. Let this meeting that they've been to have a great impact on their life, Jesus. Watch over them, protect them, oh God, as they go out in this world and are in connection, contact with all sorts of corruption. Lord, we're trusting you for your protection, Jesus. Bless the food today in our fellowship. Those that are traveling this week, Brother Elias, Brother Enrique, myself, and Brother and Sister Isidore, and Brother and Sister Kirkpatrick. Touch them, watch over them, protect them in their travels, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus. Thank you for the food and the fellowship we're about to partake of. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. God bless your hearts.